For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said during a press conference on Sunday that bars and restaurants that allow large crowds will lose their liquor licenses.
This is a time in history we've never seen before. You violate the law, you can lose your license. And you will. We're not kidding around about this.
Protesters in Seattle have taken over a 7-block area near the police department's East Precinct. Seattle Police Officers Guild President Michael Sloan told Fox News the city is now close to becoming a lawless state.
This could metastasize across the country. It's quite clear that City of Seattle elected officials are lacking the political will to enforce the rule of law. And this is the closest I've seen since being a 20-year professional of public safety service of our country to becoming a lawless state.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
These policy forms and availability vary by state.
Protesters in Seattle have taken over a 7-block area near the police department's East Precinct. Seattle Police Officers Guild President Michael Sloan told Fox News that non-protesting residents are feeling threatened.
What happens to the reasonable community in Seattle, and particularly the business owners that surround that area or the residents? And we're already seeing reports come out of those residents saying they're not even allowed to have a vote or a say, and they're feeling threatened. So this is a very deeply troubling situation in terms of public safety.
Republican Senator James Lankford from Oklahoma said on ABC's This Week that there should be a national ban on chokeholds, the restraint police used when George Floyd was killed in Minneapolis.
Absolutely, we should have that. That is one of the things that we should have engaged in a long time ago. Many departments around the country have already banned chokeholds, and I think a lot of other departments are increasing that now. Some departments just didn't train for chokeholds and told their officers they can only do what they've been trained for.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
With recent primary elections, voters in Georgia were plagued by hour-long lines, failed voting machines, and a lack of available ballots. Ellen Weintraub, a commissioner of the Federal Election Commission, told MSNBC what needs to be done to ensure voter turnout in November.
We can't have people standing outside in line for hours in freezing temperatures. So states need to start now. States and localities need to start now to gear up, to get the equipment that they need, to make sure they have enough ballots on hand, to make sure that they have the equipment that they need, to make sure that the equipment works.
Kyle Busch won the NASCAR Truck Series race at Homestead Miami Speedway on Saturday night. His 58th career win in the circuit and his 8th victory in his last 10 starts.
Can't say enough about this Cessna Beechcraft Toyota Tundra. It was awesome tonight. I mean, it's been awesome all year. We've just had some fluke things that have kind of taken us out of the running. But, the last restart there with Ross behind me, he got a good launch and, you know, really good race for us. And proud of everybody at KBM, proud of the effort. I know we've got issues, and we'll continue to work on that and get better.
Residents of a Pennsylvania neighborhood said a large black pig has been spotted wandering through the area and rooting through gardens, but no one knows where he came from.
I took pictures and followed it all around our house, where it ended up here under this apple tree. Big, large black pig.
If this pig is domesticated, maybe it could help in cow herding, which maybe I could find it useful.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards.